Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local when you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services considered a local business, and share your great experiences with hashtag keep it local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, then hashtag keep it local with them. Learn more at ESPN975.com/keep it local. Back to John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. This is an ugly story. Ugly, ugly. I can't do it. Can't do that one. 71378, I wanted to do it, but I can't. I have a filter. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
There's something that you can't read?
Yeah. What? I'll tell you guys during the break.
I couldn't tell the first what you had to tell me, yeah, that was actually a live what.
The first two were him.
What?
Gilbert, are you still here?
No, Gilbert's not still here.
What?
Big game tonight. Tennessee and your boys and the Colts.
And people are making it seem like this could be Phillip Rivers' last start. Like, if he doesn't perform well, they're going to bench him. I've heard that. I've seen that in multiple places already. Like, Lockham 4 was talking about it. It was on ESPN before us. Like, this, if he doesn't show up tonight, he's done.
Have you talked to your boy, Ballard?
About what?
About Big Philly?
No, we actually haven't. Yeah. You know, I told him before the season I was worried about what would happen with T.Y. Hilton because I didn't think Phillip had a big enough arm. He's like, oh, he's got enough. You should see him in practice making these throws, but that's on air. I mean, there's only so long you can go with guts and gall, and at some point you just don't have enough arm to beat defenses. So I think Phillip is very limiting. It's one of the reasons why I think the Colts will have to be in the market for a quarterback. But if they make it to the playoffs or don't even make it to the playoffs, if they're in the 20s, I watched Trey Lance. I finished watching him. Man, he's got some – he leaves all his deep balls short. He's slow to – he sees it. He's very, very smart. He gets himself protected. But he's only played 1 year, so I can't really – it's hard for me to hold everything against him. He was a redshirt freshman when he played last year. And then he played one game this year. And it's not because he opted out. It's just because North Dakota State just only played one game this year. They only played one game just so they could give him a chance to actually play this year. He obviously wanted to play. I don't know. I don't think Trey Lance is a first rounder. But that means that he could make it like Jordan Love to a team like the Colts. He could. And then he's a developmental player because he's got some talent. Well,
Kyle Trask could make it.
Yeah, I think so. I did my pros to prospects on The Athletic with Dane Brugler to draft one, and he doesn't even have Trask in his top 50.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Mac Jones could make it to him.
He has Mac Jones at 50. He has him at 50, and with a chance
Mac
to keep
Jones
moving
is
up.
Be a first rounder.
A chance to keep moving up. I just haven't watched him enough to know. The problem with Trask is he's not super mobile in terms of, you know, he's a little bit of a pocket guy, which I think is going to hurt you now. People get so salty that I keep saying on these other shows that on tape, Justin Fields has been as good on tape dating back to their last six or seven games as Trevor Lawrence. And it's accurate. It's not inaccurate. They think that I'm, oh, NFL team's going to make a big mistake again with taking a guy over. No, I'm just saying on tape, Trevor Lawrence is bigger. He's got a little better arm. He is a better athlete. Very fast, actually. Very fast. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence as the first pick. I'm trying to give credit to Justin Fields that his tape is as good. It's not, I'm not creating an, and the Athletic kind of created, you know, a little, oh, Justin Fields should be in the battle for number one. Justin Fields is not going to be in the battle for number one. I'm just saying he's got really good tape. That's a credit to Justin Fields. But the Colts, here's my thing. If the Colts or the Saints, or maybe not the Saints, but the well, Patriots will have a chance to draft. But if a good team, the Steelers, if they really want quarterback, I'm telling you, Sam Darnold is going to be the one that people are going to have to vet. Because Sam, you're going to have to figure out if you like Sam Darnold or not. Because what you could get with Sam is a very reasonable second contract for starting quarterback. There's not, he didn't have leverage based on how he's played.
I saw a trade for Sam Darnold. What do you think they were giving up?
Who?
This is what was the...
Was it just draft
speculated.
Picks?
It was speculated.
Was it just draft picks? And you're not going to tell me the team?
No.
Okay. I would say a second and a third.
Second and a fifth.
Okay. You know, Matt Schaub went for 2 seconds back in the day.
Back in the day. But the Texans get over on everybody. Oh. Well, no.
Texans overpay on everybody.
Yeah, they're overpaying everybody.
When 2 seconds is the equivalent of a first.
But Matt Schaub was a second stringer. Well, Sam Darnold's got NFL experience on the field.
Yeah, and they're saying 2-5. I think mine is closer. I think 2-3 or maybe just a 2. And now 2-5 might be right. 2-5, 2-4, that actually might be right. You don't want to give up 2-2s.
But that's the number one overall pick just a couple of years ago.
No, he wasn't number one overall.
Oh,
remember
Baker
was. He was 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was 3.
Still, the third overall pick.
Yeah. Well.
But none of it is on him. None of this is on him.
Some of it is. He hasn't always played well.
The different coaches and the, well, no receivers, and we talk about
they
that.
They would tell you none of it's on him, but the Jets will tell you, oh, no, he's, I know people at the Jets who say Sam's got to get better at certain things. The question is he too shell-shocked? Is he too shell-shocked?
Yeah. Is he David Carr?
Is he David Carr? Is he too shell-shocked? I'd be willing to take a chance with Sam Darnold.
I would, too.
I'd be willing. And the teams that are going to are not going to be the early teams. They're going to be like the Steelers, the Colts, the
I think he's got
possibly the Browns. Possibly the Browns from that same draft if they want to try to move on from Baker. But I don't think so. I think they would draft.
Tampa?
Tampa, yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of teams.
Yeah, but I think it's more veteran teams.
He could be a Rich Gannon. Mm.
Here's the other thing. He's not getting $35 million a year.
No.
He's not getting $32 million a year. In what world does Sam Darnold get that? So if you do a deal with Sam Darnold, if you really want to gamble, you trade for him and give him a 4-year deal at $25 million a year. Now, that could end up kicking your ass if he doesn't turn into a player, but if he does turn into a, even if he turns into even a different version of, Kirk Cousins, it's actually a pretty good deal for you based on how much quarterbacks cost for you.
No, I think you're getting a bar. Listen, you got a starting NFL quarterback with that kind of potential for, I mean, and with NFL experience for a second and a fifth.
And then you pay him in the 20s. You do a long term. You either say, oh, let's just keep your contract and let you prove it. But then if he does, then his agent's going to be pushing for 30 something million. The real gamble is that you try to get him in the 20s. And you say, I tell you what, we'll give you in the 20s right now, sight unseen, for 4 years, and we'll guarantee 3 of those years.
I mean, I don't know. Well, I guess I would rather have...
We got Scott listening right now. He said, a lot of teams will jump at Darnold. He said, I still like Sam.
Yes.
I do, too.
Quite frankly, I'd rather have Darnold than almost every quarterback in this draft. Sam Darnold came out as a much better prospect than as good a prospect as you're going to see. Trevor Lawrence is probably as good, but Trevor Lawrence, honestly, when you look at Trevor Lawrence last postseason and you look at him early in the season last year as well, he didn't play great football. He did not play great football. And he's got the potential, obviously, but so does Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold came out. Where did you have Sam Darnold graded?
Pretty high. I had over a 7-0 on him. He was my fourth highest prospect. And in what I thought, he was higher than Baker. He was my highest rated quarterback. And I had, there were some good players in that draft. That was Quentin Nelson, who I had number two, Saquon Barkley, who I had number one. I had Darnold like either four or five. I like Darnold. Like I said, that was a loaded draft, and I thought Sam had a lot of potential. I gave him over, I gave him a 7-0, which is a high grade. I gave Joe Burrow a 7-0. That means a chance to become, eventually become a, or should be a, should be become a Pro Bowl quarterback at some state, at some time, and may have a chance to compete for all pro, but more like Pro Bowl, but good Pro Bowl, like real Pro Bowl, not like Matt Schaub Pro Bowl. Here's the Saints. But so, no, I still, what I like about him, I saw him make a play against the Colts where he had to basically make it himself with his feet. He had to show moxie. He made a really good throw. A Saints fan said, why would the Saints not like Sam Darnold? Mm-hmm. I think Sean Payton liked him coming out of USC. I would do that in a heartbeat. I'm telling you, there will be teams who say, you know what? Let's get a guy who doesn't have to go through the growing pains of a rookie quarterback.
Well, let me see. Yes. Would you rather have Kyle Trask in the second or Sam Darnold with the second? I mean, honestly. Or any of the, I mean, honestly, any of the guys and over Mac Jones or whomever. That's, he's, he, no, he is not all of those people. Luke is telling me, Sean King, JT, Dave Ragone. What are you talking about, Luke? What the hell? 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. I'll take Sam Darnold.
I don't want, what?
Any day for a second.
Call him Sean King or Dave Ragone. It's Dave Ragone. Disrespectful.
Or JT. Disrespectful.
JT.
My son.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
Whoa.
What are you insulting?
Hey, oh, he said great QBs.
No.
Oh. Dave Ragone? Thanks. 910 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Stretch my hands to you. Life like this is what your life like. Try to live the life.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's a heartwarming story. Dell, I think this is something that I think relates to you. Dan Le Batard's producer got fired, right? He got fired in the ESPN layoffs. Well, he was laid off.
Are you talking about not Stugatz?
Chris Cote. He's his producer.
Yeah.
Stugatz is on the show.
Is he still there or did he get let go?
I don't know. Is Stugatz on the show? Yes. What's Stugatz?
Stugatz is still there.
Yeah, he's still there. So Dan Le Batard felt terrible about it and said he's hiring him as his personal assistant.
And going to pay his salary.
He's going to pay his salary.
Right out
of Dan Le Batard
has to do
that.
Things, though.
So, Wendell, when you get fired, okay,
that's happened before.
It has happened. When you get fired next time, you get fired because it's inevitable.
Oh, okay.
Then Lance said, I'm pretty sure Lance said,
I never volunteered for this thing.
I'm not going to be Lance's assistant.
Yeah, he wants you to be his assistant. I want you to follow him around, have his keys, have his card to get in?
If I'm honest, I could use an assistant.
I know you could.
Because I do lose things.
I don't
want to
be that type of assistant. Don't you do like actual sports stuff?
Can I pay you a lot less than you make now even?
Good luck trying to get below that number.
How's that? How's that going to happen?
That's going to get below your limbo bar?
Yeah. How low are you trying to go?
So, but I think you should follow Lance around with his key card and his keys and his shoes.
But Lance does stuff besides like lose stuff. Doesn't he do and actual
You can help him with draft stuff with ACC players.
I would do that.
You could pick them up. That, chicken sandwiches at Riel, which they don't even have.
Yeah, they do. Buffalo chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, He said, no, yeah, it's got buffalo sauce. Tell Dell it's not. When he realized, he goes, yeah, our spicy chicken, it's spicy pork sandwich we do. He said, it's the buffalo chicken you're talking about, Lance. He goes, we don't have a spicy chicken. It's a spicy pork, and it's a buffalo chicken. The buffalo is obviously has buffalo sauce on it.
Which is spicy, but it's not the spicy chicken sandwich.
It's not we were talking about.
So you can pick up Lance's sandwiches.
I'm not doing that.
You could go to Roostar for him.
Okay. Yeah,
Lance loves bulgogi to go to Roostar,
fries.
Get the corn with the egg in it. Okay, Lance needs a personal assistant. You could drive him places, and then he could tell you exactly what time you're going to arrive.
I want that for free. Anyone. I don't want to pay.
Yeah, that's not an assistant. Then
you have to pay him. He's not going to have a job when he gets fired, which is inevitable.
I already know Art's going to send it. Oh, a white guy wants a black guy to work for him for free. Wonder what that's called.
Well, you did
Art.
You did lean into that.
Delete your tweet now.
You could have.
I already stole it from you.
Oh, Ricky says you could help Lance with his brisket. That needs help.
Oh, see.
Oh, the brisket's gravy, baby.
Ricky out here taking shots.
My last brisket was so unbelievably good.
Yeah, we're
sure. You want to hear how I did it?
No. Not at all.
No. No, we don't want to hear anything.
Hey, are the SEC, is there any games this week? Did they cancel all the SEC?
No.
Ole Miss is playing, I think.
Two games. Vanderbilt's playing Kentucky.
And Ole Miss is playing.
How many games are expected to be postponed, canceled this week in college football? Last week was 10.
Well, you have four in the SEC, one in the Big Ten, and you have, I think Navy isn't playing again this week. So that's already six. That off the top of my head.
Jay Will said this morning that we're at 12% of games on the season that have been canceled.
Actually,
that's too high.
It's too low, actually. Ross Dellinger, the guy, he's been on our show, he's kept track. He said his numbers are at 15%.
15% of games have been canceled?
Canceled or postponed, one or the other.
Of teams who were supposed to play.
Well, okay, so you're talking about the first weeks, too? Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about like the Big Ten not playing, because I'm talking about just all the games
that's
were
still,
on
man,
the
that's high. Because some of them, they were canceled, postponed, and we didn't care.
Yeah.
Because they're like, who cares?
It's always going to be. Here's his latest tweet. Updated CFB COVID tracker. Total game schedule, 365. Games played, 310. Games postponed/canceled, 55. Games impacted, 15.06% of games have been impacted. And 55 canceled or postponed.
Right, but postponed is, so those games will be played, so that number's going way down.
Oh, here it is. So here are the games. Texas A&M, Tennessee.
By the way, that number doesn't include the game scheduled for this weekend.
This weekend, you got Texas A&M, Tennessee, Memphis Navy, Auburn, Miss State, Alabama, LSU. Oh, those are the four they have off the board right now.
Those are the SEC games.
David Johnson officially he's unlikely to play Sunday with a concussion. Is this the good concussion?
No, Bill O'Brien used to say you don't know what kind of concussions. I don't think he ever called them good concussions.
Well, I thought. Well, there's. Well, what kind are they? Good
there's a rumor going around that
bad concussions.
There's a rumor going around that OB is sniffing around on the Falcons.
As a what? An OC?
Head coaching.
Head coach and GM.
That should make.
They're going to let him head coach and GM.
Arthur Blank should do that. That should go well.
That sounds like a perfect solution to me.
So I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Amy Palsik, who got a lot of attention yesterday, a lot of positive attention from media members from around the country, and J.J. Watt, they're doing something on ESPN right now.
Kenny Stills.
I can't believe this turned into, I can't believe this turned into a national story. Like this is Texans fire VP of communications is a story that Adam Schefter is talking about right now. Have you ever seen anybody else?
No.
It says Texan shakeup. No offense to Amy, but a director of communications, that seems so inside baseball, except for the fact that maybe this is just part of the narrative of how much in disarray the organization is, I guess.
That's definitely out there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely out there. So maybe that's why they're focusing on this. I think part of it is because she's the only female. She was a Roselle Award winner. She's the only female ever. That's hard for me to believe that that's the first and only female media relations director. I was surprised it took off the way it did yesterday. She's got 6,100 likes on her tweet. She says, on what was arguably the most humiliating day of my life, people showed up. My friends, colleagues, total strangers. PR can often be a thankless job. We live behind the scenes lifting others up. A great reminder that being a good person matters in the long run. Thank you. You were and are excellent at your job as well as being a wonderful person. The next organization will be thrilled to welcome you and your skills and talents. That's Sean Jensen, who used to write in Minneapolis. Pat Ford, Patricia Traina. These are all media people.
Kenny Stills liked a tweet by, what's her name, Sherrian Williams? How you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Sherrian Williams.
Sherrian
yeah.
Williams. She talked about how the Texans have been a awful organization. I think maybe she used the term worst organization since Bob McNair died, and Kenny Stills liked it.
And Kenny Stills liked it?
I liked the tweet.
I don't think either one of us would agree. I mean, disagree with that. Would you? The Texans, since Bob McNair died, have been a worse off team. That's when Bill O'Brien started to run amok. I was told point blank, had Bob McNair still been alive, Bill O'Brien would have never been installed as a GM, and he would not have had this much power. So... And Brian Gain would not have been fired.
The Texans,
I don't know. Because he was... Brian Gain was fired by Cal. Brian Gain was hired while Bob was alive, right?
Brian Gain was hired... No.
When did Bob pass?
I forget.
Brian Gain was hired 2018. January 2018.
Okay. When Bob passed in November of 2018. Oh, yeah, because Bob was the one when Rick was gone. So Bob was there, and right after that, Brian Gain. So, yeah, Bob brought him in. Bob would not let him fire Brian Gain after a year.
I don't disagree with the statement, no, if that's what you're asking. The organization is not as good. Yeah. The organization has been actually laughable. It's actually been laughable since Bob McNair died.
This is the tweet. The Texans have turned into one of the worst organizations in football since Bob McNair died. Amy Palchik was the best. She was certainly too good for what the Texans deserve. And Kenny Stills, in his likes, liked this one.
Now, she was very instrumental in everything having to do with JJ about the hurricane. She was very helpful with JJ getting the message out and kind of managing that. She was big with social justice and helping Kenny Stills and Michael Thomas and the guys from the Texans on that front. I think she had a lot of fans from with those players. I don't know that she always got along with everybody in the building. You know, I think that was something that was going on that people won't talk about, is that maybe she had some run-ins with different people and it just ended up coming to a head. But I always got along with her just fine. She was always very fair to me. I don't personally have a bad thing to say about Amy. So all I can do is speak to my experiences, and that's it.
I've met her once or twice.
She helped when I reached out about Mary, our intern Mary.
Uh-huh.
When Mary was here, I wanted Mary to have an opportunity while she was here interning. And I said, hey, you want to come out to Texans practice sometimes with me? She goes, absolutely. So I reached out to Amy. And Amy set it up for me, and Amy spent time talking to Mary. They spent a long time talking about different things, and so, you know, she was very helpful, and I think she loved the fact that there was somebody who was she probably saw a little of Mary, our intern, and herself, a real go-getter. Like, Mary's going places in this business.
So,
for sure.
Out of the two of you, which one of you is the ally?
I am.
John? Are you, though?
John claims he is.
No, are you, though?
Well, he actually provided something to Mary that she wouldn't have been able to access before. What have you done?
Every time I ask, how's your mom?
What?
I mean, is that not nice?
It sounds like you're...
You sound like you're trying to see how the marriage is going. Like,
no, yeah, it sounds like you're digging around or taking a shot.
I'm not trying to dig around. I met her mom, and she couldn't have been nicer.
Hey, how's your mom?
How's your mom?
That's like somebody
how's
saying...
How's your mom, Mary? How's she doing
that's
today?
That's like somebody saying, hey, how's Wendy doing?
That's just being a nice person. Of course, you bring
what
it
What if
to
Gilbert
Phil.
Said, Hey, how's Wendy doing?
He always does that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like it's just nice, or you think there's ulterior motives?
I feel like Gilbert just cares about her as a person.
Okay.
Right. I'm not after Mary's mom. All I'm saying is, how's your mom, Mary?
So, Lance, you brought...
I'm just trying to be a nice person. You two don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay, whatever. When she asked for a reference, I gave her a great one. So, you watch yourself. So, Lance, when you encounter Mary, you take her out to give her access to something she may not have had access to.
That will help her in her career.
That will help her. Yeah. John says, how's your mom doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think you're...
Charles, I brought Charles in there, and we talked about... NFL stuff, football stuff, what it takes to try to be a radio host, what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. What does John do at the interns like Charles?
Well, it depends if they like
golf. I dare you to ask him how his mom is.
He'll talk to him.
He played football. He's a defensive lineman.
Hey, Charles, how's your mom doing?
You might get punched if you say, how's your mom to Charles?
What are you talking about? Charles, well, one of them.
One of them.
Will. Hey, Will, you want to go golfing?
Yeah, he loves golf.
Yeah.
Because you love
the kid from Villanova, I got him a meeting with, I set him up with a meeting with Nick Scherfield so he can get in marketing. He got me his resume. Sure, I got it to Nick. And so now he's got a lunch. It's his fourth meeting. He's probably going to join his marketing firm.
Oh, yeah?
The Villanova baseball player.
So not only are
you... I'm being an ally to the interns. I'm trying to help raise them up. And I will raise them up.
Ignoring
you
that
keep
song.
Going? You
no.
know the song.
Stop.
You know the song.
Stop. Ignoring that song, which ruined his entire thing. Lance, ally. John, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure I helped an intern though? Sometime.
I feel like you are sure, Dale.
Yeah, I'm not.
You say you're not sure. I feel like you are
Chase.
Sure about this.
Chase who?
Chase Hernandez.
How'd you help him?
Did you ask him to golf, too?
I introduced the wedding party at his wedding.
That didn't help him.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yes, it did.
I asked Will to play golf with me. What else did you do?
What else did I do for an intern? How about all the internships I got here? Frankie and her friends?
That's called nepotism.
And how did those,
that's not called helping. Yeah. That's called filling the swamp.
How did those go for us?
Well, they weren't the best interns.
Drain the swamp.
They were really terrible.
Did Frankie intern?
Frankie and
for like 3 days.
Oh, and yeah, she bailed
came,
early?
First thing she did, she came in. Dad, we want to go to breakfast. Okay, here's money. Go.
Oh, my God. I was like, you're not going to pull
pop. And who was the other one? Juby?
Yeah, Juby. She showed up once.
She was the worst.
Yeah, she's like, ugh. Juby this was is
the worst.
Gross.
She didn't understand what she was going to have to do.
Like things?
Yeah.
Like cut audio?
Like stuff. Yeah, she wanted no part of doing stuff.
So yeah, work.
When do I get to do the radio stuff?
What do you mean?
No, you mean like cut audio?
I don't get to talk on there. No,
Juby. No.
No.
No. No, poor Juby.
What do you mean poor Juby? What happened to her?
Poor Juby.
Poor Dell. I had to
everybody wanted her to come in and work and stuff.
Yeah.
She was like,
when she came in, she didn't cut podcast, and then she was like, I'm not going to come in today. So I had to do it. Poor Dell, not poor Juby.
She was like, nah.
What's Juby doing?
I ain't doing all that.
Are you though?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I do. Yes.
And I will raise.
Hey, Lance, another question before we go to break. When you talked to Mary, did you talk in like higher octaves, like you were talking to a small child
or a dog? No, I didn't do John saying, hey,
how's it
going? Are you doing good? Is everything going good with you? Oh, good, good. No.
I didn't use
patronizing voice.
Oh, well, maybe you should take a lesson.
I use respectful voice.
Take a lesson from your partner. He loves the patronizing voice. Talking to a puppy voice.
It's just being nice to people.
It's like you're talking to a puppy.
Hi, man.
Hi, how's
How
it going?
You?
She's like, John, I'm a grown woman. You don't have to talk to me like that. I'm not four. You talk to that voice like she's a kid. You don't want to scare her.
Are you, though?
She knows about you. She understands.
A kid you don't want to scare.
928 ESPN 97.5.
A friend's like a friend's child.
I just figured it out. He talks to Mary the same way he talks to Hayden. He does. The same way he talks to Ray Hill's toddler, he talks to Mary. Hey,
that's not true.
It is
true. It's a little different.
Who's so? Look at you. You're doing a great job. Good job, buddy.
How's it going?
Hey, come on, fist bump. Come on, can I get a fist bump? High five.
High
five, Mary.
High five, Mary. Are you having
fun? What you doing today?
Do you want animal
crackers?
What
you gonna do today?
Would you like some animal crackers?
Well, it's good to see you. It's great to see you today.
Yeah. How's it going, Hayden? How's it going, Mary? The same voice.
The same voice?
We got to take a break.
Do you call yourself Mr. John to Mary?
This is it. That's it.
Uncle John.
This is a ridiculous worst conversation. Uncle 929. Ever.
ESPN
97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, the big story. You know what? I think it's just as big a story that Russ wants out as James wants to stay. And James wants to, is committed. I think that's, you know, I would think right now with Daryl leaving, and as much as Daryl loved him and, you know, behind the scenes, and hey, maybe I can get back with Daryl. Hey, Russ doesn't want to be here. You know, what are we going
to
win?
Daryl liked Russ. He had to alter his whole offensive concept for Russ.
Yeah.
He's already got Ben McLemore. Now, if you want to give us Ben McLemore for Russ.
Ben knocked down a three, though.
He has Ben Simmons. He has Ben Simmons.
Oh.
He meaning Daryl.
Oh.
He already has one guy who can't shoot threes.
Yeah.
Who won't shoot threes. And you know what?
No,
if you can't shoot, I'd rather you don't shoot.
He ain't going after Russ.
No, he's not going after Russ. Now, could he go after James? Oh, I could 100% see Daryl Morey going after James. James and Embiid is the 1-2? Absolutely. Do I think Daryl would make other guys available? Absolutely. He believes in James. He's got to. Hell, he took out a full-page article. Dell, what was the song that you played for James Harden? And remember when he wrote he took out a full-page ad in the Chronicle. Morey did. To thank James. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Dude, James got paid. Just send a text to James. J-Mo, what's up? Hey, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to try to get you in my next spot. Don't worry, there's a spot. Just sit tight. Take it light. DM. That's all you got to do. You don't have to spend money on a full-page ad professing love for James Harden. We know you love James Harden. You traded everyone but James Harden.
We know all about that.
Yeah. It was never in doubt. You didn't have to tell Houston, in case you guys didn't know, I'm down with James Harden.
Really?
Unless that was preemptive in case people started saying maybe James wanted him fired, and maybe Daryl already knew the deal, was playing chess, that he was going to go to Philly and would like to get at, you know, court James, and maybe he wanted it made public. Because nobody gets their message out there like Daryl. Daryl's not afraid to get stuff out.
Oh, no,
there.
And publicly.
Do you think he played this song while he was writing it?
Let me get Daryl's letter real quick. So far from hanging on the block of dough.
Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seems. Ooh, they're back on the course. Bryson DeChambeau is about to tee off on 10. What?
I wish you'd take that stupid hat off.
He's a Kangol guy. Let's get Roy in here. What's up, Roy?
Hey, morning, guys.
What do you say?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so seeing as how we don't know what kind of Dak Prescott we're going to get back, I was wondering what y'all's thoughts were on, obviously, one, if we should take a quarterback like, I don't know, Trevor Lawrence, whatever. I doubt that will happen. Or should we go defensive end like Raekwon Davis or somebody like that? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, yeah, Raekwon is already with the Dolphins. But the question is, do the Cowboys look at quarterback? You know what my answer would be? I'd say yes. Based on where you are cap-wise, the money you have for Lawrence, Zeke, Cooper, you know what I would do? I'd say, Dak, we love Dak. We didn't expect to be in this position to lose this many games. If you had a chance to get your hands on a quarterback and get a rookie deal, would you still franchise Dak?
No.
And try to deal him?
Well, it depends on what round you're getting a quarterback in.
You could let him walk and get a third.
No. What round would you draft a quarterback?
No, it has
in?
To be first.
Yeah.
I'm talking about getting a first round pick.
And a high first round pick.
I guess you let Dak walk, dude, and you get a third. But couldn't you franchise him And then that's dangerous, boy. Well, you franchise Justin, somebody, that's top three salary. Somebody might not trade for him.
No, you wouldn't. You just let him walk.
You just let him walk and take a comp pick.
The Cowboys, where are they right now projected? And how many games are the Cowboys winning, honestly? I mean, two?
Currently, they have the third pick overall.
I mean, Cowboys should probably have a top five pick, but it's not a good division. It's not like they...
I'm talking about what the pick is going to be. Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be...
I just think it's going to be a top five pick. Remember that wherever you are, if a team lands on a quarterback pick who doesn't need a quarterback, let's say number two, that pick's going to be for sale. So who's a team that could finish second who has a young quarterback?
The Chargers.
They could finish.
They're 2-6.
Yeah, but so are the Texans.
Well, and the Dolphins have that pick, so they wouldn't need one, most likely.
Dolphins don't need them. Chargers don't need them.
But the other team.
So if you're the Cowboys, you could package
your
first-round pick and something else and maybe move up from 5 to 2. It's a whole lot easier moving three spots than it is moving 10 spots.
The problem for the Cowboys are the Jets and Jacksonville are really, really bad, and they both need quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably – and they both need quarterbacks. But listen – there's going to be a Trey Lance. There's going to be a Zach Wilson. There's going to be a Mac Jones. There's going to be a Kyle Trask. There's all kinds of guys.
But those are all likely trade down from where the Cowboys are, right? Like, if the Cowboys finish in the third spot, they're not taking Lance or Jones or Trask there.
Well, I don't know. Well, not in the third spot. No. Let's say they end up fifth or sixth, but Trey Lance could go there.
I don't know.
I mean, or Zach Wilson could go there. Zach Wilson might move into the third spot.
I'm not talking about third quarterback. I'm talking about if you have
fifth overall, but listen, quarterbacks go high, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if we didn't have three quarterbacks in this draft in the first six. Not at all, because especially with the need, and if the Cowboys are going to,
I don't think there's a huge need.
Oh, it's a huge need for a lot of
but only if they think they're getting a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Like Drew Brees, you could sit it out for another year, but you would rather do it a year early than a year late.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Which is something the Steelers have tried to do with Mason Rudolph, with Josh Dobbs. They've actually been trying to play the cheaper quarterback game, the third round game, and see if, like, hey, maybe we hit on one of these guys while Ben's still playing. But, yeah, I just think that if you're the Cowboys, to me, it's a no-brainer. If you have a chance to hit reset with a rookie, you may be firing McCarthy after the year anyway. If you have a chance to hit reset with a rookie deal, you didn't think highly enough of Dak to overpay him necessarily. Maybe you're going to give him good money, or maybe you didn't believe in what Dak was asking for. If you just don't think he's worth that, dude, draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Just go cheap.
Yeah.
And try to develop.
Well, and okay, so I could go to Dak. How many games were they winning with Dak this year? 5, 6 games maybe? Because they were not very good with him. And I guess it's the same thing with Deshaun, but you've already paid. You've come to a deal with Deshaun, so that's over.
Here's Dustin, a Cowboy fan, says the other problem for the Cowboys is they could still make the playoffs. And if they do, their pick drops a lot, regardless of record. You know, as crazy as that sounds, they are still in playoff contention in that division.
Yeah.
Not wild card, obviously.
They're terrible.
But they could still win the division.
They're not going to win.
If Andy Dalton gets back, is he alive? Did we check on Andy? He's alive, right?
He's on COVID list right now, right?
No, I think he may be off. I think Andy may be coming back. The hit he took was punishing. But if Andy comes back and plays better than that one game, they 100% could beat the Giants in a game, could beat the Eagles. Like, that's a real thing that could happen. The Cowboys could accidentally, 5 games can't win the division.
Why not?
It's just no way.
Who?
All right, right now, if I said over-under on division wins, I said 6.5. I go 6.5. Do you go over or under?
I'd probably go. Well, they have to play each other.
Yeah.
Can someone?
I think we're going to see a 6. I think we're going to see a 6-10 division winner.
I think that's likely.
Nah, 7-9.
You think 7-9?
7-9.
We've seen it before.
Yeah, we've
seen
it before.
In the NFC West.
How horrible that was.
The Eagles are 3-4-1. They lead the division.
Yeah, they're going to win 7. Look at Chase. JG, always been an ally for me. Thank you, Chase.
Well,
that's
a white man. Of course she's an ally.
Although I don't trust Kendrick Perkins' sources, he just said on First Take. I don't trust Perkins' sources. He just said on First Take, Harden wants to go to Philly or Brooklyn. All right. What else?
By the as far
well,
as,
of course, either with Daryl or with
or Kevin Durant,
Kevin
and
Durant,
Kyrie.
Yeah,
and it's New York.
I don't know that he'll love playing with Kyrie, but whatever.
As far as the Eagles' schedule, the Giants you can get a win there on the road. Although the Giants beat the,
are you sure about that?
I said although the Giants did beat Washington football yeah. team.
What are winnable games?
I'm not
games?
Sure about that. I think the Giants are probably a better football
well,
team than the
Eagles.
Well, if
we're talking
right
about
now.
Them winning six or seven games, this is what it's going to have to be. Because they have the Browns on the road, the Seahawks at home, the Packers on the road, the Saints at home, ooh. At the Cardinals.
Ooh, I see a lot of losses.
Yeah, home at the Cowboys.
Which and, team schedules this?
Of the Eagles.
Eagles.
Oh, I see some L's.
That's what I'm saying. You better beat the Giants.
Hold up.
Yeah, and the Cowboys.
And Washington just
and
lost.
When did they play Washington again?
Washington just lost this weekend, right?
Right now they have three wins, and the only games I see them guarantee. Ooh,
this could be a six-win division.
Yeah, they could win six games. And if they drop one of the NFC East games, maybe
like
five.
It'll be.
They're going to be the underdog.
To be
all
a seven-win, you're going to have a winning record over the second half
six,
of your.
6-8-1.
Yeah.
And that's only if they sweep their division the rest of the
six,
way.
6-9-1.
Yeah,
6-9-1.
Outside of their division games, they're going to be the underdog in all of them. These are teams with playoff aspirations. Everybody else, you think they're
that's terrible.
They may win five,
and they may because 6-10 might be second place. 6-9-1 might win the division
if they sweep the rest of their division games. They got a shot to lose one of them. They might win five games,
but then that can't win the division.
Why not? Holy don't the other teams have to play those teams too?
5-9-1 versus 5-10-1 versus 5-11. No, don't. No, that's impossible. How's a it? 5-win a division winner.
Well, if those
is it possible?
If those other teams have to play the same playoff caliber teams the Eagles do, why would those teams win those games?
You need. I love the fact that we're talking about that division being. Is there any chance it could be a 5-win division? Here's the thing. Keep losing to every team outside of the division, and you can make history. Dale, do you watch
and
Alone?
They are.
The one with Hilary Swank?
No, the TV show.
That's it's a TV show on Netflix, I think.
No.
Oh, that's Away. That's Away. Sorry.
Yeah, that's Alone.
Away. Alone when they're out in the wilderness?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Okay. The winner of season 7 reached out to me on direct message like, hey, it's Ronald or whatever his name is. Direct message me. I'm like, he must have searched for his name or searched for people who had talked about Alone. You want to get me on an interview, just reach out to my people here in New York. That I'm like, I'll get you on my podcast, but I hope they're not thinking you're going to get paid for this. You ain't getting paid for living in the woods and eating, you know, moose brain. I'm not. You already made $100,000 or a million
brain?
Or whatever. No, he did. He would talk about this is the best part. I learned this from the Alaskans, from the
Eskimos.
He said, you can eat the nose. If there's a lot of fat right here in the nose, right here up in their nostrils in this nose area, and it gives you more energy. Like, he knew stuff that would keep you alive. He knew, like, caveman stuff. It was insane.
I would die in, like,
he was living in minus
day.
34 degrees
I
in
would,
his little huddy
belt. I'd kill myself.
I couldn't build a shelter. I'd be dead.
No, I couldn't build a shelter. I couldn't do anything. I'd kill a beast. I couldn't and eat.
He stabbed. He stabbed like a wildebeest to whatever it was. He stabbed it with his.
The wildebeest.
He shot an arrow into it and then snuck up on it and stabbed it with his knife to death. And then field dressed it all and then brought it back to camp. 3 miles away, would walk giant parts of it back. And then, you know, this guy was insane. You'd want to be in a foxhole with him.
No. I want him along.
I always tell
and
my
I
wife.
Sit there and
I always tell my
I
wife
watch the game while he's doing all this stuff.
I'll tell my wife all the time. Like, I think I could last maybe 8 or 9 days there. She gets so mad. I intentionally throw these crazy numbers. I said, yeah, I could learn how to fish, and I could, you know, catch rabbits with rabbit traps or whatever, just like they do. You've never done any of that. You don't even like to hike. I said, yeah, I do, and. First of all, I've watched a lot of this. I could definitely do what they're doing.
Do any of it.
She gets so mad when I say that.
You would be in the hospital after like a half hour.
One guy did.
You would have stepped on a
branch. One guy slipped
and
jacked up his knee. They had to helicopter him out on the same day.
You should have said the only reason I don't like to hike is my family's there. I would be alone. I would love that.
You don't know how I drive alone.
9:46.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Spots that I thought really could be a Jeff Van Gundy spot was Oklahoma City Thunder. Made a lot of sense. It's his kind of team. He's got some guys that will defend. But they're going to promote assistant Mark
They're offensively Denault. Challenged?
Yeah. They're going to promote Mark Denault to head coach. So another year where Jeff Van Gundy doesn't – another year we get to keep on TV.
Is Jeff Van Gundy trying that hard? I don't know.
Only if the right thing comes
along. We need to get Jeff Van Gundy on again because we got the golf tournament coming up, which, Dell, is when? December 4th?
Thought it was the 3rd.
December 3rd or 4th, whatever it is.
I believe.
But you can go to our website if you want to play in it. There are spots available. We want you to come and play. And it benefits ProVision, which is awesome.
And we're going to provide you guys with food.
Yep.
And also beer. John's favorite beer.
I know.
But beer from St.
Don't
Arnold.
Don't worry. John will have his own beer.
Well, I wasn't worried about
you. I know
you
were worried about me.
No, I wasn't. I was just telling
you. You get to produce all day, which is going to be awesome.
I get to engineer for maybe the first half of it, but not all day.
Yeah, all day. It's going to be awesome.
I don't know if you heard on the show, but I told anyone who's listening.
Well, no, you don't tell.
I do tell.
That's why you get fired.
No, that's not. Because
you're telling your bosses how it's going to be.
I thought you said I got fired because of racism.
Well, that's true. That too.
Yeah. Make up your mind.
Well, you got fired for both.
What?
Attitude. And?
I'm just glad at the end of that exit interview, whatever you want to call it, I was told I could learn from this.
You can learn what?
I was told I could learn from this.
You can learn from it. You learn from it?
No. I learned that maybe that guy don't know what he's talking about. That's what I learned.
I learned that you're a racist.
That's what you said. Yeah, but it's the golf tournament benefiting ProVision is December 3rd at Wildcat.
ProVision's such a great school. Roy Nell does such a fantastic job over there. He's like a real-life Joe Clark, if you've ever seen Lean on Me.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Only he doesn't tell kids to jump off of buildings.
Does he say to fat kids, you smoke crack, don't you?
You smoke crack, don't you? Don't round with it. Do it expeditiously. When he wants him to jump off the building and kill himself, like, that's what you're doing. You're killing your brain. You're killing your brain. And he starts pounding the kid's head. Joe Clark. By the way, that's one of the most underrated roles.
Oh, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do.
Here it is.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
You know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say, if you want to kill yourself, don't fuck around.
I told you.
Do it expeditiously.
Nice job.
That's why I said be careful because I knew that. Hey, I was like,
I hope you're listening on 92.5.
Most people don't bleep movie quotes on YouTube. So I knew the quote is don't around with it. Do it expeditiously.
He's a teacher. You're not supposed to say that to a kid.
Joe Clark,
that was back
around
in the
with
day.
A bat.
It's in the 80s.
Joe Clark wasn't playing
back
with
in the
games.
Day, we said,
I want
don't
all of you to see these people up on the stands. Remember when he called everyone up on the stage? You are all dismissed. You are all expelled. You are gone. And he kicks all of them out of school. And then the one kid comes back and begs to come back. They are the worst of the worst. Joe Clark was – the world needs more Joe Clarks.
More Joe Clarks.
If we had more Joe – now, the kids would be really upset about Joe Clark now.
But then the kids that were all
would complain about. The parents would complain about Joe Clark.
Yeah.
The kids would say Joe Clark is insensitive to our needs. Joe Clark is this. We got to cancel Joe Clark. They'd make a hashtag to get him canceled. Joe Clark's just out there making things better.
Right.
He's giving you the tough love. That's what Roy Nell does.
Yeah. Roy Nell does that at ProVision. Yeah, he does. There ain't no messing around with Roy Nell. You're going to wear a tie. You're going to show up for class.
East
you're going to study.
High.
You're going to get good grades. Roy Nell ain't fooling around.
What are you doing? Look at you. Sing the school song. What about when he asks him to see? No, East Side High. Learn the school song. God, seriously, you know who's a lot like Joe Clark? Nick Saban.
No. Bill O'Brien.
No. Well, they both yell. No.
They yell.
He was trying to be like a father figure, a tough father slash, you know, drill sergeant. Bill O'Brien was just somebody who was your buddy, who was also your boss, but then he would scream at you, and you would get into screaming matches, and it would be okay. Like the patriarch of a Greek family, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Not head coach. Tony Dungy, very similar.
Not in the least.
It's probably the least similar coaches in the history of football.
Ever. Ever. All right. You beat it. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Beat it, Lance. All
right.
Dell, what's Lance doing?
He's leaving.
Beating it.
No. He needs to leave.
Well, he does need to leave. There's no question about that. What do you got going today? You going to cleanse?
Yeah, keep juicing it. I just
got
to write up.
How much more juicing you got?
This is it.
Are you halfway done day with
four.
The juicing?
I'm day four, bro. Oh,
I thought you were halfway done.
No, I'm not halfway done. I know your little tricks. I know your little moves, Dale. I know your little inside jokes. I'm not halfway
you're
not done.
You're half a cleanse?
I'm more than halfway done.
If you're halfway done, when you
you're half a cleanse.
Isn't it break time?
Halfway done with cleanse.
What do you think my mom would say about him? Half a cleanse.
If he's only going to do half a cleanse, he'd be half a cleanse.
Half a cleanse.
The cleanse.
That ain't enough. Beat it. Tomorrow you're going to be eating? You'll be sluggish again because you're going to eat food? Or no, today, you eat food tomorrow, right? You don't eat all day today?
I don't eat at all.
At all.
Just fourth day of no food.
And then tomorrow you eat.
I do feel good, though. Yeah, but tomorrow I'm going to feel like I want to keep the gains going.
Yeah.
So I'm like not going to want to eat. And then I'm going to eat something light.
Well, maybe if you just eat smaller portions all the time.
Yeah, that's the goal.
The goal, but then you go to Riel.
I can tell you this.
Then you go to Riel and he brings out that pizza sandwich.
Yeah. So, hey, this is a pizza sub. Have some of this. Let's throw out a couple more sandwiches.
I'm good.
If you send out three sandwiches, I'll eat three sandwiches. Don't do it. I don't want to eat Thomas three sandwiches Hamilton.
So on Tuesday, you would have been halfway through, right?
Yes, Dell. I would have been halfway through.
So you'd have been half a cleanse through?
Half a cleanse through, yes.
Don't be half a cleanse.
No. Hey, what did I tell you about that? Don't be half a.
Don't be half a cleanse.
Way through a cleanse.
Time to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Listen, I don't care what you want to bet on. This is the place to do it. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio, is just the best site. You play, you win, you get paid. That's the most important thing. Secondly, the second most important thing, your initial deposit, they will double that. That's ridiculous. Doubling your initial deposit. No bookie in the world does that. Oh, wait, there is one. And it's called MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, get paid, and to double up your ability to bet without risking twice as much money, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They got every bet you could possibly want, live betting, casino, racing, and, of course, the sports book that has just everything you could possibly want. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's the best site to play on, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.